The Life of a Filipina with Her Japanese Husband. Margaret, not her real name, married a Japanese man. For her, this would be the answer to all the hardships she is experiencing in the Philippines. But her life didn't become easy with her husband. Although her husband can provide her with material things, she cannot find the love she is longing for. She wears expensive clothes and tastes delicious food, but she still feels that there is something missing in her married life. It's even sad that her husband doesn't help in doing houseworks. He also disagrees that she is sending money to her family in the Philippines. In fact, the Japanese always ask where his salary is being spent. Whatever our race is, we women deserve to be loved and respected. As the saying goes, never settle for less. We leave our country for a better life, not to be oppressed and enslaved. That's why we should also encourage our Japanese husband to help us with housework. Let us also remember the Japanese saying, while they are fishing, they will give it all to you, especially the material things. But if you came late, there will be nothing at all. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Does love can really be learned? Marta, not her real name, has been living in Japan for a long time with her Japanese husband. Being busy with her work, she took her niece Margie, not her real name, from the Philippines to take care of her children. Like her aunt, Margie also wanted to be married to a Japanese. That's why the aunt introduced her to many Japanese men. But whenever Margie notices bad behavior from any Japanese she met, she would push them away. Until Margie and her aunt's kind co-worker met. The two immediately went home to the Philippines to get married, even though Margie's heart has not been decided yet. After the wedding, her Japanese husband immediately returned to Japan to register their marriage to the Japanese government and apply for a visa. Margie became pregnant, but she no longer wants to follow her husband to Japan so that they can finally live together. She was also mad with her aunt because it appeared to her that she was forced to marry someone she didn't love. The aunt advised Margie's husband to go home to the Philippines in case Margie will learn to love him, but Margie didn't agree to it, so the Japanese had also given up. Marta introduced the same Japanese to a Filipina who is an acquaintance of her friend. The two immediately started a relationship and she obliged him to send 3 to 5 kalapad to the Philippines per month. Marta was very happy as her friend was satisfied with the outcome. Until the time comes that the Japanese can no longer contact his girlfriend. Fortunately, Margie has changed her mind. She now wanted to go to Japan to finally be with her Japanese husband. Margie's family is now happily living in Japan. Sometimes the person who is helping us to have a better life is the one we resent, just like what Margie did first to her Aunt Marta. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Has been disapproved 3 times. How did she get a visa? Gina Lynn, not her real name, is divorced from her Filipino husband and they had 2 children. While living in the Philippines, she met a Japanese man who is twice her age. They got married, and she applied for a visa so she can get to Japan and live there for good. Gina Lin applied for a visa 3 times. Unfortunately, it was always unsuccessful. Possible reason might be she is not believable to be the real wife of her Japanese husband, as many such cases have already been recorded in Japan. It may also be because her husband may not be able to provide for them because he is old and does not have a stable job. Because Gina Lin's visa application was repeatedly disapproved, the Japanese had given up on applying. This is why Gina Lin came to our office to ask for visa assistance. We helped her complete their family's papers, including the guarantee letter from the Japanese husband that he is able to provide for Gina Lin and their child. By God's grace, the 3 were granted a visa. The family was very grateful. Sometimes we have to be patient in life. There are things that we repeatedly ask for but are not being granted to us. But let us remember that if it is God's will, He will definitely grant this to us. Just don't forget to endure, be patient, and work hard. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries, and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Unable to get treatment because of expired visa. Sarah, not her real name, 26 years old, came to my house to ask for help. At that time, I was not at home, and it was my Japanese husband whom she had talked to. My husband immediately let her inside the house and told her to wait for my arrival. The woman agreed. When I got home, a pale Sarah appeared to me. My husband and I offered her to take a rest first or take her to the hospital. But she refused because she was afraid that the authorities might catch her because of her expired visa. Sarah's boyfriend came next to the house, a Filipino, and visa has also expired. We took Sarah to the hospital, but it was too late, and she had to go through operations immediately. We found out that she has a sibling in Japan. We looked for her so that her sibling can decide if she agrees to the medical procedure that needs to be performed to Sarah. We immediately found her, and she signed the agreement. Fellow citizens, let's not sacrifice our safety for fear of losing our visa. We only have one life. Once it's gone, we can never take it back. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries, and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Child's dignity sacrificed in exchange of visa. Carl, not his real name, came to our office to ask help for his friend Tintin, who was allegedly being abused by her Japanese stepfather. They told me the whole truth and said that even Tintin's mother knows what the stepfather is doing to her, but her mother is not doing anything because of the fear of losing their visa, and that they will be sent back to the Philippines if they will report to the authorities. I called Tintin's mother and advised her on what to do. But she got angry with me and said, "If me and my daughter will be sent back to the Philippines, will you able to financially support us?" No matter what I explained to the mother, she just didn't accept. She already made up her mind. Many of our fellow Filipinos are afraid of losing their visa because of the hardships they may experience in the Philippines. But this is not enough reason to sacrifice your daughter's dignity in exchange for what you think is a good life in Japan. All of us have the rights as human beings. Although we are overseas, it is not a valid reason that we let others abuse us. Let's fight for what is right and we deserve. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! To whom we should be thankful for in spite of success. For every success we achieve, let's not forget to thank God first and foremost. Parents and our immediate family, our siblings and in-laws, nieces, friends, and people who believe that we will reach our present status. To all, thank you very much. May we live well, peacefully, and abundantly. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Helping as a token of gratitude. Despite the success we are experiencing, it is good that we continue to give help to our community. To give back in everything we enjoy, for giving us work and business, for good health, for giving us family and life every day. There are many ways we can help our community. We can lead feeding programs, medical missions, teach street children, and many more. Regardless if it is big or small, what is important is that we are able to share help with other people. As said in a song, we live not only for ourselves. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! How to boost our self-esteem. Our number one fan is ourselves. Other people often don't notice the good things we do, but instead our weakness. Marie, not her real name, shared her secret on how she boosts her self-esteem or self-confidence. According to Marie, whenever she is discouraged, she looks in the mirror and says, "You can do it. You're beautiful. Don't pay attention to the negative things they say to you." In our lives, it is best that we are always positive and trust that God is always there to guide us and help us to overcome life's trials. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Secret in achieving dreams. It's natural to dream, it's free, but we have to work hard for it, because it will not come on its own. Rennie, not her real name, shared with us one of her secrets in reaching her dreams. Because she noticed that some of the people she met only wanted to reach their dreams from the start, but later forgets to have it achieved. According to Rennie, in order not to forget our dreams, when we wake up in the morning, let's always remind ourselves of what we want to achieve. Because everything we want to achieve is based on everything we do. This reminder will serve as our guide so that we don't lose our way. Let's also think about it before going to sleep as a way of assessing ourselves if we are still on the right path or already losing our way. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Helping each other in time of disaster. After the tsunami hit Japan a few years ago, many Japanese, Filipinos, and other races lost their homes while others lost their loved ones. But in situations like this, some superheroes appear. One of them is Angel, a Pinay married to a Japanese man. Their house is big and they were not affected much by the calamity. So she opened her home to the victims. She fed several residents and temporarily offered her house for them to stay, even though she never knew most of them. Brothers and sisters, if we are stable in life, it would be good for us to share our resources with our neighbors, as Angel did. And it's God's will to repay your kindness. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you!